this week we learned that the new appropriations bill drafted in the U.S. Senate includes $55 million to continue the FRIB project here at Michigan State University. It's a well-known acronym here in mid-Michigan. It stands for Facility for Rare Isotope Beams. The project will feature a large particle collider that smashes subatomic matter together to create, even for the tiniest fraction of time, elements that scientists say are the building blocks of the universe as we know it. Now, besides the scientific wow factor involved, FRIB promises a strong economic development aspect. Studies indicate the project could generate more than $1 billion in economic activity over its first decade. We have two guests this morning to talk about the FRIB project. A short while ago, I spoke with Michigan's Carl Levin by phone. Senator Levin's been a supporter of FRIB. I first asked him, though, about yesterday's collapse of efforts to hammer out an extension of benefits, unemployment benefits, for over 1 million Americans. Both Democrats and Republicans are blaming each other for negotiating in bad faith. I asked Mr. Levin what went wrong.
The unwillingness of the Republicans to agree that after they could offer a whole bunch of amendments, whatever amendments they wanted, that then there would be an end of the filibuster by them against the bill. In other words, the whole point of going through an amendment process is so that at the end of it, you can have a vote on the bill. So they wanted to be able to offer a lot of amendments. We agreed, but they wouldn't agree that then they would end the filibuster. So what's the point? And it's too bad. Many of them just don't want to extend unemployment benefits. That's clear because of the votes that we have had. I'd say probably most of the Republicans do not want this federal unemployment insurance program to continue. And that means that over 1.5 million Americans now have lost their unemployment, their federal unemployment insurance, which is most of the unemployment weeks.
Does Senator Reid mean filibustering literally?
No. When we say filibustering these days, we mean filibuster, which is the threat of the filibuster, which will lead to a real filibuster. But technically, these are not real filibusters. These are threats of filibusters. One of my points is that we ought to make them filibuster, but that has not been so far the way in which we proceeded.
I want to ask you about Senator Reid's tactics as well. He appears to have gotten off to a bad start by refusing to allow any amendments. He then went back and forth requiring simple majority votes to end debate, but then 60-vote supermajorities to approve the amendments. Senator Mitch McConnell suggested this was dysfunctional and absurd. Could Senator Reid have handled this better?
I think he did. He did the best he can. He's dealing with a group, most of which don't want the unemployment insurance program to continue. So he's really just trying to see if we can get a few votes, a few people on the Republican side who are willing to vote for a program if we go through an extensive amendment process, which, by the way, can be far afield from unemployment. The Republicans want to be able to offer amendments to repeal Obamacare and other kinds of things which are not related to unemployment. So if you go through that whole process, then the question is, will they then agree not to filibuster the bill once you've offered and gone through an amendment process? And they would not agree to it.
Do you think you'll pursue this again later this month?
I do. I think we're going to continue to try to get this thing done.
Are you confident of an eventual extension?
No. There's too much opposition among the most Republicans. There's a handful that may vote for an extension if they get their way on certain things. But because 90% of the Republicans oppose the program and want to end the federal unemployment insurance program totally, which has resulted, by the way, in about 1.5 million Americans now losing most of their unemployment compensation. And maybe 50,000 Michiganians who've lost their assistance totally now. At any rate, because most of the Republicans oppose the program, I'm not optimistic we're going to be able to get this done. But I am determined, as every Democrat is, that we're going to continue to try.
We're talking with Senator Carl Levin here on Current State. Let's talk about the FRIB project. The $55 million needed to complete it is in the new budget. Now, back in 1993, Congress canceled funding for the superconducting supercollider down in Texas after spending nearly $2 billion on the project. Is there a way to somehow prevent the FRIB from going the way of that project?
Well, we took the major step to do exactly that. We're breaking ground now on FRIB because of this the appropriations bill that we will adopt in the Senate the next couple of days will be adopted in the House today. This is the whole appropriation for the total government, of course, but FRIB is a critical part of it for our country, for Michigan State. We're going to have 5,000 construction jobs in Michigan over the next 10 years and a couple hundred million in new tax revenues and hundreds of scientists and engineers at Michigan State. This is a huge project for the nation. It's going to keep us in the lead in the area of nuclear science. So this is the big step. This is the one which now, I believe, makes this unstoppable because construction will begin now.
But how likely is it that future federal spending on the FRIB could disappear before its completion?
I think now that's almost impossible. I don't know what the balance of the spending is, but once you make a start like this, and the start will be in the next few months, the prospect of this then suddenly ending in the middle is very, very little.
Michigan also stands to be impacted, many say positively, by a few other budget items. Do you think an increase in the Army Corps of Engineers budget could result in more harbor dredging here in the state?
It will. We did well on the dredging funds in this appropriation bill. There's a big, a huge issue for Michigan and the Great Lakes, and so we've been working so hard on the dredging issue because the lake levels, when they've gone down, produce more dredging needs. And so, this is good news in terms of dredging our harbors in Michigan.
Now, deficit cutters complain that this new budget doesn't do anything to address the growing deficit over the long term. What do you make of that complaint?
I think that's basically true, but I think our deficits are going down now. They're a long way from getting to zero, but our deficits now for this year and the next years are now going to be going down. Our part of the deficit problem was the recession. That was a big component of it. The Bush tax cuts were, which mainly went to upper income folks, but the tax cuts of the Bush administration were another big part of the deficit. Because the economy's coming back, we're going to see reductions in deficits. And so I hope that we can do more on deficit reduction, frankly. But the way we need to do that is to include some additional revenue, which I believe should come from closing these just totally unjustified tax loopholes, which allow corporations, which are highly profitable, to shift revenue and to shift assets, such as their intellectual property, to the shell corporations that they create in tax havens. And this is hundreds of billions of dollars we're talking about. So I believe that we should, including additional revenue, do more in terms of deficit reduction.
Some recent polls show Republican Terry Lynn Land in a tight race with Gary Peters for your U.S. Senate seat. How concerned are you that you might not be succeeded by a fellow Democrat?
Well, that would be very concerning, and if that happened, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that that doesn't happen and that Gary Peters, who's supremely well qualified to be a U.S. senator, wins this race despite the huge amount of the super PAC money, which is going to come in against him, this outside money by the millions already being spent, by the way, coming in from outside groups that want to defeat him. And it's going to be a very close race, but I really hope that Gary will do it.
Senator Carl Levin, many thanks.
Sure. Good being with you.